Remarks of the President at the conclusion of Chancellor Adenauer's visit to Washington. From the White House, April 13, 1961.
During the past 2 days, the Chancellor and I have had an opportunity to discuss some of the problems and responsibilities which face our two countries. Our informal conversations have included, among other things, discussion of the problem of divided Germany, including Berlin, the current nuclear test ban talks, political and military developments pertaining to NATO, aid to developing countries, European economic cooperation, East-West relations, and the situation in some critical areas of the world. Also participating in the talks were Secretary of State Mr. Rusk and the German Foreign Minister Heinrich von Brentano. We reaffirmed the position of our governments that only through the application of the principle of self-determination can a just and enduring solution be found for the problem of Germany, including Berlin. We renewed our pledge to preserve the freedom of the people of West Berlin, pending the reunification of Germany in peace and freedom, and the restoration of Berlin as the capital of a reunified country. We agreed that intensified political cooperation in NATO is essential and indispensable in order to coordinate the efforts of the Allies for the preservation of peace and security throughout the world. We reaffirmed our support of NATO as the keystone of the arch of the defense of the North Atlantic area. We underlined our conviction as to the necessity for the Alliance to maintain and develop all means required to enable it to deter effectively a potential aggressor from threatening the territorial integrity or independence of any ally. Furthermore, the problems of general and controlled disarmament were discussed. We are convinced that reasonable, freely negotiated measures to reverse the growth of uncontrolled national armaments will serve to lessen the danger of war, and that concurrently measures should be negotiated to secure a life in freedom of all nations. The goal is a general and total peace. We agreed on the importance of a concerted aid effort by the industrialized free world nations in an amount commensurate with their resources and on a basis corresponding to the magnitude of the task. We pledged the support of the United States and the Federal Republic to the fulfillment of the objectives adopted by the member nations of the Development Assistance Group at their meeting in London 2 weeks ago. The Chancellor and I welcomed the prospective establishment of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development as constituting a step of vital importance in the development of the Atlantic community. The new possibilities which it opens for economic cooperation and economic policy coordination and the means of achieving closer interdependence were also discussed. In this connection, the Chancellor and I agreed that continuing attention should be paid to the problem of the balance of payments. The important role of the European Economic Community as a powerful and cohesive force in the core of the Atlantic Community was stressed. The dynamic political and institutional potential of the EEC was agreed to be an important element of present strength for the Atlantic Community. The fruitful exchanges of views which the Chancellor and I have had, as well as the frank and cordial atmosphere in which the talks were conducted, have contributed significantly to deepening the ties of friendship and understanding between the two countries and to the strengthening of the free world community. I want to say, speaking as President of the United States, that it has been a great pleasure to welcome to the shores of this country again the Chancellor of the Federal Republic. I don't think that there is any doubt that history will deal most generously with him in writing the history of the Atlantic community in the years from 1945 to the present. His accomplishments have been extraordinary in binding the nations of Western Europe together and strengthening the ties which link the United States and the Federal Republic. And therefore, speaking personally and also as president of this country, it is a great honor to welcome again to our shores a friend, a great European, a distinguished leader of his country, Chancellor of the German Republic, Chancellor Adenauer.